But that's you're okay. Welcome in the studio anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So you're here to talk about what's happening in the sport this weekend. I think a lot of people are going to be running Comrades.
Yes.
So there's a lot of build-up going on there. But there's
rather
a lot of
them than me.
Yes, me too. I feel the same way as you. I think that's never going to happen in my lifetime. Yeah. I can give you an assurance. There is huge tennis on this afternoon.
Yes.
And I think I've watched like every game this week. So I'm clearing my schedule for this afternoon. Alcaraz versus Djokovic.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, they've only met once before on the tour, which seems quite strange. Yeah, the fact that they...
Djokovic won, I imagine.
No, Alcaraz won.
Really?
It was the semi-finals of the Madrid Open, I think last year, if I'm not mistaken. So it was only three sets because it obviously wasn't a Grand Slam. But yeah, Alcaraz has that edge over Djokovic, the fact that he's beaten him before. But I think if you look at the way both players go about what they do, I think if Alcaraz has to have any chance of winning, he's got to get the shots in and got to try and get the winners in quite early.
Yeah.
Because the longer the rallies go, the more that favors Djokovic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be very, very interesting. I mean, everyone's billing it as youth versus experience, the next generation versus the GOAT. So this, I think, really is the test for Alcaraz in particular. I mean, Djokovic, how many Grand Slams he's won, he's got nothing to prove, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all the pressure being on Alcaraz might play in Djokovic's favor. Also, Alcaraz being the world number one as well.
Yeah, it's going to be great to watch.
Yeah.
Champions League final tomorrow night.
Yes, Inter Milan against Manchester City. Many people very surprised that Inter Milan have even got this far. And I think for Man City fans, when they won the FA Cup against Man United last weekend, it was almost like, we've ticked another trophy, now onto the Champions League, which is the major one. Obviously, if they do it, they'll win the treble. I've just puked in my mouth a little bit there. and they'll only be the second team since Man United, who of course did it twice, I think 98 and then
heaven help us.
2000s.
Yeah.
So we'll never hear the end of it if it happens. So I'm backing Inter tomorrow, but I think Man City have too much firepower.
Yeah, I think so too.
Too many star players.
And then just very quickly, there's the big cricket test underway at the Oval.
Yes, the World Test Championship final, Australia up against India. I think a lot of English fans are also looking at this with the Ashes coming up pretty much straight after this. Just a bit of an update from there. India currently 224 for 6. They still trail by 245 runs in their first inning. So Australia firmly in control of that one.
Michael, thank you so much. Michael Pedro, wrapping up the weekend sport. And if you are running, Comrades, best of luck to you. Hope it goes well.